With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. A newly published Gazette reveals board appointments for the Labor Appeals Tribunal and the Mental Health Commission. Cabinet has reappointed seven people to the Labor Appeals Tribunal, including Robert Jones as chair and Ryan Charles as deputy. Cabinet reappointed Fiona McDougall and Klein Glidden Jr. as chair and deputy of the Mental Health Commission, along with three existing members. There was one new member appointed, Dr. Francisco Martinez Saborito. Government published the notice at the end of January, and you can read it online at gov.ky/publications. A group of men have been, quote, secured after their boat landed in one of the sister islands over the weekend. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller reports.
The Customs and Border Control Service confirms that 10 migrants arrived in Little Cayman around 11 p.m. Saturday night. The individuals, all men, arrived by boat in the North Coast Road area. CBC officers responded in accordance with, quote, established operational security protocols, and the men have been secured, currently being processed in line with Cayman Islands law and international obligations. CBC continues to closely monitor regional developments that may, quote, contribute to irregular migratory movements towards the Cayman Islands. Government says there is, quote, no cause for public concern, and government will continue to keep the community informed through official channels. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
And over the next few days, the Department of Environment is taking students under the waves in Little Cayman for the annual Nassau Grouper spawning aggregation. DOE Director Gina Ebanks-Petrie says there are as many as 8,500 endangered Nassau Grouper expected to gather during this month's full moon.
As we celebrate 40 years of marine parks in the Cayman Islands this year, we must acknowledge the significant influence that the Grouper Moon Project has had on our islands, not just through scientific research and policy development, but also through helping generations of Caymanians truly witness and be inspired by its conservation successes.
Students get to have real-time conversations with researchers and watch spawning behavior through live video feeds. You can watch the streams live via the Reef YouTube channel or through the DOE's social media at DOE Cayman. They continue tomorrow and Wednesday, the 3rd and 4th of February at 10:30 a.m. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of the newscast.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. The British Prime Minister has ordered an investigation into contact between Jeffrey Epstein and the politician Peter Mandelson during his time in the UK government. Emails released in the United States suggest Mr. Mandelson leaked official information to the late sex offender in 2009. Israel says the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt is now fully open, after being largely closed for almost 2 years. However, only about 50 Palestinians in need of medical care will be allowed to leave each day. A British court has found a sea captain who crashed a cargo ship into an oil tanker guilty of gross negligence manslaughter. A Filipino crew member was killed in the collision. Britain has imposed sanctions on 10 people in Iran, including the interior minister and police chiefs, for their roles in the recent violence against anti-government protesters. The measures include asset freezes and travel bans. Japan says it's retrieved rare earth sediment from ocean depths of nearly 6,000 metres. It's the world's first attempt to tap the metals so far under the sea. A court in China has sentenced the former Justice Minister Tang Yijun to life in prison for taking bribes. The court in Fujian province said Mr. Tang had illegally accepted property worth nearly $20 million. Police in Norway say the son of Crown Princess Mette Marit has been arrested on suspicion of assault, making threats and violating a restraining order. Marius Borg Hoibu, whose rape trial is due to start on Tuesday, has denied any wrongdoing. A controversial ticketing system for the Trevi Fountain in Rome has come into effect. Officials said more than 500 tickets at nearly $1.70 had already been sold on Monday. That's the latest BBC News.